This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic challenger U.S. Senator Kamala Harris traded barbs through plexiglass shields Wednesday night in a debate dominated by the coronavirus pandemic. Harris said President Donald Trump's handling of the pandemic, which has killed more than 210,000 Americans, is the greatest failure of any presidential administration. Pence said Mr. Trump has constantly put the American people first. The president himself was back at the White House recovering from his own battle with the virus. The debate was far more civil than last week's, when Mr. Trump constantly interrupted and was almost yelling at times in his face-off with former Vice President Joe Biden. And again, President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president, his doctors, and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, has been symptom-free for more than 24 hours. However, office work does go against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after a symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. For the sixth time in the Atlantic hurricane season, people in Louisiana are once again fleeing the state's barrier islands and sailing boats to safe harbor while emergency officials ramp up command centers and consider ordering evacuations. The storm being watched Wednesday's Hurricane Delta, the 25th named storm of the Atlantic's unprecedented hurricane season. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.